Well, Connecticut's a small state, but our AARP Connecticut, I think, is as busy as you'll find any regional or statewide AARP organization. We were remiss in not bringing you a legislative preview ahead of the start of the session, but we're still in the early days of this lengthier budget-making Connecticut General Assembly session, and we are going to be talking about some of AARP Connecticut's major priorities with a brand new friend on the program this morning. I'm talking about Natalie Shurtleff. She is the Associate State Director for Advocacy and Community Outreach for AARP. Natalie, how you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Good. We will be back to talk to you in just a few moments. We do want to remind you that AARP Connecticut works with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to advocate for and support policy and regulations that are in the best interests of people 50 plus and their families in Connecticut. That means AARP really takes care of everybody. And in that vein, you know what they say, no farms, no food. And if there's no young people to take over and continue the great work on Connecticut's farms, then we're going to be in trouble, ladies and gentlemen. So with that in mind, we want to reach out to young and aspiring Connecticut farmers. The Connecticut Agricultural Information Council is seeking nominations for the 2025 Connecticut Outstanding Young Farmer, awarded annually during Ag Day at the Capitol with me in attendance. The Connecticut Outstanding Young Farmer Award recognizes the winner's progress in their agricultural career, their soil and water conservation practices, and their contributions to the well-being of the community, the state, and the nation. Nomination applications must be submitted electronically by 4 p.m. on Friday, February 21st. So you got a few weeks to go, but we hope you will apply through the CAIC website at CTAGINFO.org. That's the Connecticut Ag Info Council.org. Well, all right, let's talk to and meet our new friend Natalie Shurtleff. Natalie, welcome to the program. We thank you for joining us and for joining AARP Connecticut. Tell us a little bit about some of the talents and passions that you bring to this position.
Well, thanks for having me. I am relatively new to AARP Connecticut. I started right after the end of last legislative session. I come from the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network, where I was for about a dozen years working on a lot of health advocacy policy work. So have a lot of experience here. My favorite part about the work that we do here at AARP and in my previous role is working with our volunteer advocates and really helping them amplify their voices and working with volunteers that have a impactful story to tell, that have experiences about the issues we're working on, and helping them share those stories with legislators and turn those stories into real action and help them get laws passed.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, before we get into the laws that we hope are going to get passed, thanks to the advocacy of AARP Connecticut, we want to remind folks of something that we talk about with AARP on this program as well, and that is the 25 round of AARP Community Challenge Grants. Now through March 5th, you can apply local eligible nonprofit organizations and governments across the state can get in on the AARP Community Challenge Grants. These fund quick action projects that help communities become more livable by improving public places, transportation, housing, digital connections, and more. This is the ninth year, and the program is part of AARP's National Livable Communities Initiative, which supports the efforts of city, towns, neighborhoods, and rural areas to become great places to live for all residents, especially those 50 and older. So, Natalie, this is a program that we have been touting on our program for many, many years, since its inception, if you will, and I know even though that you're new to AARP, you have probably heard about or seen some of the benefits of these quick hit little projects that AARP is helping fund.
Yeah, they're really great projects, and we've seen impact really all throughout the state from these grants. And I believe that there were 7 grants awarded in Connecticut last year, and they have impact really all throughout the state. So I definitely encourage folks to check out the information about it and apply. We'd love to have more winners here in Connecticut.
Yeah, so you can just web search AARP Connecticut, or go to states.aarp.org/Connecticut and look for the article at the top of the page on the AARP Community Challenge Grant Program for 2025. All right, Natalie, let's jump into it. We got about 11 minutes. We could probably cover somewhere 5 or 6 of the most critical or important subjects that AARP is looking at advocating for in the 2025 legislative session, which is ramping up in Hartford. From your perspective, what are a couple of the most important things to you?
From my perspective, I mean, there's a whole lot going on at the Capitol this year, but one of my big priorities is really supporting family caregivers. We know that in Connecticut, there are about 420,000 unpaid family caregivers throughout the state. These are people that are caring for mom and dad or other relatives, friends, in an unpaid role. They're stepping up to support their families because they need to, and these folks are often still working and facing a lot of challenges caring for their loved ones. And so we want to make sure that we are supporting those family caregivers. And one of the ways that we're asking legislators to do that is through a modest tax credit to offset some of the costs that family caregivers are paying out of pocket. We know that a lot of family caregivers are paying a whole lot of money out of pocket, an estimate of up to $7,200 annually out of pocket, covering all of the things that they need to support their loved one and help their loved one stay at home and not end up in a nursing home where most folks don't want to be.
Sure. And critically important, people that are listening saying, I don't have any older relatives. I don't know anybody. Or they're blessed with not having anyone being cared for within their immediate circle. But every taxpayer in the state of Connecticut has skin in the game here, because any time an individual has to pass from being primarily cared for by a family caregiver or a friend of the family or other into the professional realm of caregiving, chances are that's going to accrue to some sort of tax burden on all of us here in the state of Connecticut. So kudos to AARP for stepping up. And you, coming from the American Cancer Society, you probably have talked to dozens, if not hundreds, of these caregivers over your years there. And it's not just folks who are taking care of loved ones with cancer. These are folks that are doing bathing, meal prep, medical tasks, driving, bill paying, grocery shopping, transportation, all kinds of things critically important. What else is on your radar up in Hartford as a priority in your eyes this session, Natalie?
Another issue that we're hearing a lot about is the high cost of prescription drugs. I don't think that it's a surprise to many people that prescription drugs can be incredibly expensive and can be a real cost burden for a lot of folks. We hear a lot about the high cost of living here in Connecticut, and prescription drugs play a really big role there. There has been an ongoing prescription drug task force that started up in December. It's being led bipartisan, bicameral group of legislators, and we've been participating. I've been a member of that task force. So right now, we're in a process where the leaders, the chairs of that task force are evaluating everything that they've heard so far from the members of the task force, like myself, and they're going to be coming out with some policy recommendations in the next couple weeks, hopefully. We're reporting those back to the task force for some feedback, and we're hopeful that we're going to see some legislation come out of that that we can get behind and really start addressing some of the root causes of high cost of prescription drugs.
And if you don't get bit hard enough on drug affordability, then there's also the issue of the escalating utility costs, right? I just got a notice from one of my utility suppliers warning me about a potential 30% increase in one of my incoming utilities later on this year. The meter seems to continue to turn harder and faster, grinding away at the hard-earned money in our pockets.
Yeah, definitely a big eater of our budget right now. Utilities are definitely a hot topic, and my colleague John Erlenhauser is our guy who works on utilities, mm-hmm. and so he is much better versed in this than I am.
Oh, sure. But, yeah, just making the point, because sadly, yeah. I mean, a lot of times you talked about the importance of stabilizing and bringing down prescription drug costs. You know, people got to keep the lights on and the refrigerator on, and they need heat in the wintertime. So sadly, more and more people in the AARP demographic are occasionally having to choose, if not often, between medicine and paying their utility bills. This really is squeezing the people who can least afford it.
Yeah, definitely.
So what other items are is your part of the AARP office handling?
I will mention, since you brought it up, the utilities. That's not under my expertise, but it is a big issue that we're working on. There's a lot of proposals out there, and we're definitely looking at them all and working to see what we can do to lower the cost of utilities for folks across the state, because we know that it is such a challenge for people to keep paying these rising prices, and so really doing a lot to whether it's prescription drugs, utilities, even the support for family caregivers through the tax credit, doing a lot to help people be able to afford the cost of living in the state. And sure. Another issue there is the high cost of housing in Connecticut. More and more people are struggling to be able to afford their housing. And so I'm looking at some legislation right now, though there's still so many bills that are coming out in the concept stage of the bill, where there's not a lot of detail yet. So we're still looking to see what we're going to be supporting, but really hoping that we can find some ways that we can address the housing crisis in Connecticut and make sure that folks have the ability to live in their communities and stay in their communities and not be priced out.
And in the last couple minutes, let's just touch on another component of what we'd already been talking about. You know, just yesterday I was at an event with Governor Lamont, and he was, expressing great concern over the fact that while prescription drug prices are rising, the consumption of prescription drugs might logically offset the cost of rising health care. But unfortunately, these are two bookends that are crushing a lot of Connecticut residents in the middle. Health care costs and health care quality are other issues that AARP Connecticut is also looking at in the State House now, right?
Yes, definitely. I mean, people really need to be able to afford the health care that they need to live a high quality of life. And unfortunately, we're just seeing the cost of all types of healthcare increase, and it's really putting a burden on a lot of folks, especially as we're facing this silver tsunami, as more and more folks are getting older. It's impacting our healthcare system, and we need to make sure that those folks still are able to afford the care that they need.
Very good. Well, whether it is issues at the State House or right there in your neighborhood, AARP Connecticut advocates on issues like Social Security, caregiving, financial security, independent living, health care, utilities, internet access, age discrimination, prescription drug prices. You've heard about just a few of them with our guest this morning, Natalie Shurtleff. She is the new Associate State Director of Advocacy and Community Outreach for AARP Connecticut. If you'd like to get involved and learn more about volunteering, you can go to aarp.org/volunteer. If you'd like to learn more about their legislative agenda, you can look it up and perhaps reach out to your lawmaker about a couple of the points that AARP is focusing on in the State House this winter and spring. You can go to states.aarp.org or just search AARP Connecticut in your favorite search engine. Natalie, great to make your acquaintance. I look forward to chatting with you regularly on our program about the issues that you're helping to cover and promote with AARP Connecticut. Good luck. Thank you.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.